This is Four Quarter Friday, fourquarterfriday.com, presented by the South Carolina Athletic Coaches Association. Matt Smith, Rob Williams, joined now by Carolina Forest Sports Network broadcaster Brandon Biskobing. Brandon, thank you so much for joining us. I've been talking quite a bit about Carolina Forest because it's a program I get to see up close every year, and I talk about that run game and Mark Morris. The region will look very, very different this year, but will Carolina Forest kind of look like the Panthers have looked in recent years?
I mean, more than likely, yes. I say it every year. You think, this year especially, Jaren Fox, one of the top running backs in the state last year, still shocked. I know it's because of his size, but still shocked they didn't go Division One. But the fact that you're losing all but one skill position player from last year's squad, there's going to be a learning curve. There's going to be a building process. But Mark Morris, every year, whenever he loses another one of those big time running backs, whether it was Luke Janak a couple of years ago or Khalil Johnson, every time you're thinking, how are they going to replace him? And every time Mark Morris figures out a way.
Brandon, you know, one of the ways that he does that, you mentioned Jaren Fox. This is such a, and Smitty has done a really good job of documenting this on fourquarterfriday.com. The running game is just something that kind of overwhelms opponents. Can you talk a little bit about how you've seen that? You talk about him replacing talent. But how has the offense as a whole kind of evolved? You've been calling games for the Panthers for a number of years now. How's that offense kind of grown under Mark Morris since your time calling games?
Yeah, it's grown a lot because the first couple of years that I was calling their games, it was 90% run game. It was very, very rare that you saw the quarterback throw the ball. And now, I won't necessarily say it was 50-50 last year, maybe about 60-40 run to pass, but they were throwing the ball a lot more than you would expect in a Mark Morris offense. And that's been the case over the last couple of years. It seems like every year there's more passing game in the offense.
Well, what about the quarterback position this year, Brandon? Because, you know, I could see that historically Carolina Forest, they dominated the Beach Region. Things will look different. The travel will be different this year. Yeah. What about the quarterback spot? Yeah. What about the quarterback spot, Brandon? Are you going to be able to stretch the field, or is it going to be a mobile quarterback?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure on that, because when I was at the scrimmage last night, unless they've changed his stance when he's snapping the ball, I don't think it'll be Matthew Kellner, who seemed like the heir apparent to Cameron Long last year, because, you know, like I said, unless he's changed his stance snapping the ball, I did not see him out there last night. So I'm not sure what the quarterback position will look like as of right now. Hopefully on Monday and then, you know, Friday at the CNB, you know, I'll be able to get a better idea of who's going to be the quarterback and how do they look. Because last night they were switching quarterbacks a good bit during the scrimmage.
Brandon, when you talk about kind of, you know, these scrimmages are an opportunity to rotate guys in, to get more opportunities for younger players to come along, and you can kind of see who's going to be the next guy up. And that, I think, has a lot to do maybe with what a coach like Mark Morris can do in replacing stars with the next group of guys. When you were watching the scrimmage last night, how do you feel like, I know you mentioned to us off air that they had four teams out there and there's a lot of guys running around. Obviously, you're going to have multiple levels with that, but how does the depth of this team, in your opinion, early on, and just in terms of numbers compared to what you've seen in the past, we know there's a great kind of fluctuation within these classifications. Some teams are much larger than others. How does it look to you just from a numbers standpoint?
Yeah, I mean, just looking at the sideline, the Carolina Forest side was packed. Now, obviously, it's both varsity and JV, so there's added players on the sideline for a scrimmage like this. But, yeah, like we talked about off-air, Carolina Forest is either second or third largest enrollment in the entire state of South Carolina. So every year they get, you know, it's one of the few schools that actually has to cut players. So the depth and the size of the roster is never an issue at Carolina Forest.
Well, Brandon, you talk about getting over the low country hump. Now, some of those teams are just in the region this year, but previously, a really good game against James Island 2 seasons ago. That was close. Last year came down to the wire, razor thin, 29-28 loss to Somerville.
It was
one interception.
They were driving with about 2 minutes left to go in the game, had a chance to make a game-winning drive, and then Cameron Long throws a pick.
See, Mark Morris would have said, I told you we should just run it. We should just keep running it. Well, what I'd ask is there anything to it, those playoff losses? Do you feel like Mark Morris and the program feel like they need to get over a hump, or is that just, hey, that was just a game. That was a game to Somerville. That was a game to James Island. 2 years ago, it was a game to Somerville. So is there anything mental there with not succeeding in the playoffs?
I think there is a little bit. I mean, obviously, Fort Dorchester last year was not the Fort Dorchester that we've seen in years past. But, you know, that, like, you know, talking to some of the players and talking to some of the students before the Fort Dorchester game last year, that was definitely a thought in the back of their mind that we've never beaten the Patriots. So that was something there. And obviously, Somerville, even bigger. I'm trying to remember how many times we've faced them now. I think at least four or five, definitely three over the last few years, that they just cannot beat the Green Wave. So there's definitely, I think, that mental aspect. Maybe over the next couple of years, that's a possibility because of the growth of this area just in general. So the bigger population, bigger enrollment, more talent coming in, maybe they're finally able to get those pieces together that can finally get them over the hump. You mentioned the realignment. Luckily, don't have to worry about Somerville or Fort Dorchester. Really, the only big competition. I know Goose Creek has always been strong, but last year, obviously, they were a lot weaker than they've been in the past. The only real challenge there for the Panthers going four-peat and winning another region title is Berkeley.
Brandon, I want to talk a little bit about the culture there and kind of piggyback off of what Matt said. He's talking about mentally getting over this hump with the playoffs. We've been talking about, there are some teams in the state of South Carolina that have a strong history, and you mentioned a few of them there in the low country. And then there are teams who are swelling and coming on, and maybe the schools have not even been around for that long compared to others, but are really bringing on something strong. Carolina Forest can sort of sneak up on people sometimes if they're thinking from a long historical perspective. Can you talk about what Friday nights look like at Carolina Forest? What is that environment? Because we focus a lot on how the communities rally around a school, show up and create something. You've seen some of these historic locations. We talk about Somerville and John McKissick. You've been able to travel and see some of these big time environments. How does Carolina Forest compare to some of the other ones in the state?
Yeah, that's one thing that, and obviously it's helped a little bit over the last couple of years with the new turf on the field and whatnot, and some of the things they've been able to do. But that is definitely one thing that, at least both locally and within the state, that Carolina Forest kind of has a bit of a disadvantage on, is, like you mentioned, they're a lot younger. They've only been around since 98. And also, the stadium is very basic. It's just your typical high school stadium. Whereas, you know, you go even just down the road, you go to Myrtle Beach, you look at what they have. Obviously, Doug Shaw was built by the city, so it's a little different. But you go there, you go over to North Myrtle Beach and see what they've done with the light show and everything. They've got some things that are pretty cool that they do for the atmosphere and whatnot, but it's definitely something that I feel like if they improve that, it would, obviously it can only do so much on the field, but it might help a little bit.
Yeah, specifically, Brandon, what are the Conway Carolina Forest games like? Now, I know CF has been dominating that series, but I have to believe there's a lot of emotion there.
Oh, yeah. That is the one game that brings out the fans the most. And you can see that rivalry going on. It's going to be interesting how that rivalry changes now that for the first time in, I forget how many years, it's at least 10, I know that much, that this is going to be the first time in a long time that it isn't a region matchup. So that's, especially with how Mark Morris thinks about things, where he basically uses non-region as extra scrimmage games, essentially. I know the Conway game will be different, but it's going to be interesting to see how that dynamic and how that atmosphere hopefully doesn't change too much, hopefully doesn't diminish too much, but, you know, it's not going to have the same atmosphere if it's not a region game. And also, the other thing that's kind of hurt it, like you mentioned, Matt, is that it hasn't exactly been a close rivalry for the last few years. Yes, Conway beat them in one of the two matchups in 2022, but that was it. You know, Carolina Forest has been utterly dominant. I forget the score of last year's game, but it was running clock level. So it was a dominant win by the Panthers. So it's kind of tricky to see how big the rivalry can be because you've never seen it when both teams are actually good.
Brandon, I've got one more here. The Rivals official rankings have Carolina Forest 17th overall in the state across classifications heading into the 2026 season. Do you feel like that's an accurate spot for them? Is that good, or would you move them up? Would you move them down? How do you assess number 17 in the state?
I mean, that's probably a good spot, at least to start out with, because, again, you know, with how many pieces they've lost from last year's team, it's really hard to say how good this team is going to be this season. Like I said before, I definitely think they have a chance to win the region again. The only team that I would say really has any chance of competing with them is Berkeley. But 17 sounds like it's a good spot, at least for a preseason ranking. We'll see how things go, throughout the season as we start playing games. Obviously they have not a huge challenge, but definitely a good tone setter and a good marker of how good this team is in the first, well, week zero against West Florence.
Brandon, we'll let you roll out of here. We'll certainly stay in touch. I have it in front of me now. I don't want to give you a paper cut and pour lemon juice on it, but Carolina Forest lost to Somerville in 22. Twice in 23, yes. Once in the playoffs, and then last year in the playoffs as well. So maybe that's in the future. Maybe there's another showdown in the playoffs this year.
I mean, two of the last four seasons, we've faced them in the playoffs. So it's More than likely, I have a feeling we'll see them at some point down the road.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time, Brandon. Hey, and we'll check in with you. We'll let you guys play a couple of games, and we'll do this again, okay?
Yep, sounds good.